Last week we started the Gemini Gemara about $2,000. You better read inside. There are different shots and different gifts, so there's only one inside. Let's talk about Rashi. Let's just give Rashi. In fact, we'll read it in advance. Doug, the Gemara, right in the middle of the Gemara, and Ralph. She said the following thing, we know for sure what the Allah is. The following thing. Say for the Kanaki Kasa, the Chamba, the other. He's holding a cup of wine. Because Saban, he thought the Shikhuru, that it was beer. And thinking that it was beer, so he thought that he had to say Shach on the Midwar. Pasach on the Vorech, Adaito, Rashin says it's heavy gear to. But Pasach on the Vorech, he says, Bah, Atashe, Makan, Machol, Adaito, planning, thinking that it's going to finish. The Shikhuru is going to finish like I'm beer, name of Shach on the Midwar. You see him, and then literally after saying, okay, the Melech, all he realizes that it's Chamba. You see him with a Chamba. And he says, oh, he's very pretty, how gross. And he's drinking wine. So the Gemara says, this case is Pshita, that is Yotza. This case will not be sure that he goes to the drop of wine. What can you possibly say is not good? You label the drop as a chakra, be your brother. This would be the evidence that said chakra on wine is good. You label it as a birthday of brother. The brother is a birthday of brother, and it's a very good. So either it's a chakra, a birthday of brother, it's just a sure good. Yotza, why do you know me? I'm on a chakra, and even more right. Even if he wouldn't say shackle on the wine, yotza, that's an unconditional later on, I'll cool him and mama shackle him with borrow yotza. And any kind of food that he said shackle that he has a deer. He's saying, tomorrow day I have an operation, what about pasta yayin? And we pass him that even on pasta yayin, even on bread and wine, also for the evidence he said shackle yayin. Fine. So that case we're not for sure to do. Hello, where is there a stuff in a case for the following case? Yeah, the canopic cast of the ship of the yodai. He's holding a cup of beer. And the brook on beer should have been shackle me with the bar.
Wine,
look for
you, wine.
Huh? Look for you,
wine.
Hello, when is there something? After the Kanaki, when he's holding cup of the Shekhar, he's holding a cup of Shekhar, so he should say Shekhar. Because somebody made a mistake and he thought that Hamra, he thought it was wine. Well, Father Sakhul Barich, and Latin place is learning to have the gears of like we have printed in the Zil Mashad. Well, Father Sakhul Barich, Adaito de Hamra. He starts saying, Baruch HaTashem HaRachem, and Baruch HaRachem, I'm thinking that he's going to be right for Kriyad Rafen. But in the middle, he realizes that it's beer, the Siyem, the Shikra, and he concludes with the correct bracha. So he said, a normal bracha, shackle. But when he said the Shem HaMalkos, he planned to conclude for Kriyad Rafen. So that's the stuff again. According to Rashi, he tells you that in the Bible, Shita. So the Shaila is my, what's the law? Should I say both the Ika bracha, or should I say I follow the Ika bracha? Let's say the Ika bracha, the Shem HaMalkos. Since at the time of the Shem HaMalkos, he planned to finish off Barakia Gopin and Barakia Gopin on the year. It's no good even that he ever says no good. He has to say over the brother. Oh, well, perhaps I should say, Basa Hasim Azmina. This is the Bible Shito coming to Rashi and Tarsus coming to that year. So the day after words, Adaito and Adaito. So the Morris says, Toshmat, well, let's see, we have a bright. Chakra is when you dive in. So the first drop of Rechaz Krishna is yesterday, Barakhoshah. Long bracha, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't say Amen. Let's say when the Chazan on Shabbos, the Chazan says that's on Yotzer Rav HaShem Chazan Shom Baris HaKol, then you say HaKol Yiduch, so you're not supposed to say Amen after Baris HaKol. That's not the end of the bracha. The end of the bracha is all the way to the end. You say Yotzer Amar. Then everybody should start to say Amen. And Myra is the opening bracha of the Birchus Kriya Shema, and the conclusion is Amar Barav. So what happens? He got mixed up. Toshma, Shachris, he's supposed to say Yotzer Or. What's up here to us? Start saying Baruch HaTah, and what exactly does it mean? So the Tashim Shah says, you start saying Baruch HaTah, Hashem HaKam, you have to go to Baruch HaShem. You start saying the Nusach HaShachris, and it goes until it's in the middle somewhere he got mixed up. The Siyang, the Maribor, in the middle of the Drachya, supposed to down from the Siddha. That would be so that it's supposed to down from the Siddha. See, by the Baruch HaGot and the Shahako, it's not going to help the down from the Siddha. If you thought that it's wise, right. Yeah. Looks in the Siddha and says the Baruch HaGot is not going to help. But here, if he down from the Siddha,
I didn't have a Siddha.
Maribor, there was no Siddha, that's right. The Gemara says the Shahako says, you're not allowed to down from the Siddha. Because in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, it was forbidden to write down the Torah of Ophim. So the Siddur was considered part of Torah of Ophim. The Gemara says that one who writes down Brachas, Kosei Brachas, or the Kisarfei Torah, is like, as if he's burning the Torah, because when it's Kalila, there'll be a Shreif on Shabbos. So there's special Hatera, and you're permitted to do, you're not allowed to do Mechal Shabbos, if you don't want to say Aisha, but there's certain Mamukhs, there's certain Carmel, there's certain lights, there's certain Rabbot that will make all, the Malkam Hasmalas Kisei HaKadosh. That's only Malkam Hasmalas Kisei HaKadosh because you're allowed to write Kisei HaKadosh. example. Let's say someone wrote down Teresh Maaseh B'Yisr. It's not as that's Mutter. It's not as we have the Mishnah and it was. So Hanach and Mishnah Dura, all the Yachtos, and everything is Mutter. But Mishnah and Mishnah, everything was also to be written down. So the Mishnah says, you have something written down, so you're not permitted to do anything to be Mechal Shabbat to say. Because one writes to say brachas, one writes that the Mishnah on the brachas, Kisar say Torah. In case of the Shabbat, Shabbat, he won't be responsible. Has to let it burn. He won't be permitted to use any coolers in order to say, because it was prohibited to write down. And as the generations got weaker and weaker, and the people were forgetting the Torah Shabbat, they were forgetting the Mishnah HaTzimah, so then the later Chachamim, Allah, that is not Hashem. Just like the Gemara says in Shmuel, they were mastered to write down the Torah Shabbat. The later generations, they were mastered to write down the brachas also, because that will also be forgotten. The Balaman Rosh Hashanah writes that he remembers as a child that in his community in Provence, they didn't have Matzarim, they didn't have Tzidim, so they used to drop them about there. So how can they say Matzarim, the Torah Shabbat, about there? Everybody in the shul is going to say about that. So the Chazan, that was his job. The Chazan had a Chazan right about that. But the Balabatim, Shemek, right? Oh, but the Balabatim could say, they don't see the Balabash. He writes, as a child he recalls that the people daven only seven brokers. The first three brokers we know, still on Melech HaKadosh. They took down Melech HaKadosh. So there are three brokers we're going to take for the end of the world that we know.
No, there's only one broker.
I don't know. But if you want to say, Yom HaZikar is there, if you say Yom HaZikar, Yom HaZikar, you want to say HaShiyem, you say, okay, because it's a little color cool, it's like, that's why you finish off. The Taka didn't say the Malchus finish off, they denied on the Chazor HaShem. The people didn't know how to say the Malchus finish off is the Haar. And then he says, when he got older, then they imported some Sidurim, not there, and then everybody died in the Malchus finish off.
Talk about the promotion, they didn't have the promotion at all.
No, Chumash is not the Gemara already has. If you're allowed to have Chumash, even though it's not written with the Kedusha of Kisei HaKodesh, it's not written on parchment, it's not necessarily printed by Jews, it does not exclude Kisei HaKodesh, it's not already the Gemara in Gitman, and as well can it make them without that.
What's the
They felt that the people are together. The Chazan won't know either. The Chazan won't know how to say. So they felt that that's the Chazan Hashem. So they had to be Matah. The generation of Matah had to be Matah to write anymore until they were Matah to write everything. And after all, Mamash, the Jewish press has everything. Everything is written the same. We're afraid everything will be forgotten. Yeah. So it's a Shabbos course from the Ritz. So the Zlana is there. You can do this to say the Gemara. The Mishnah is everything. Because everything is Mishnah where he calls it the Zlana. Yeah, so the Zlana is exactly right. The Zlana is that we have Sidurim, so we should tack all these down from the Siddur. Because this child obviously is not down from the Siddur. He starts off, Yotzi Rav HaRakash, and the Siddur is Amar HaRabim now. He starts off, Shem Zlana HaRabim, then he ends off Yotzi Rav HaRakash. So obviously there's a page missing from the Siddur, or there's a misprint, or he's not down from the Siddur. There's somebody, he's down from the Siddur. And once along as I made a mistake, he started off right and he ended off wrong, what's the deal? So the Bryson says it all depends how he ended off. The Baal HaTashem, the very last one. The very last one. Shachris, let's see what it says. We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara what's going on here. It's very unclear. Shachris, he's davening, starts off, the answer starts off right. Yes, somehow the living gets lost, and he slides into the sea in the manor. Baruch Hashem, Hamar Baruch. And then he wakes up and he realizes it's the wrong time of the day. So the din is low yotza. He's not yet. What about virus? Parts of the Mayriz. Parts of the Mayriz are robbing. What if he starts off wrong? The sea in the earth are yotza. As long as he ends off right, is good. What if Arif is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was the last line we did? We'll see. The Gemara discuss what the case of the Bryce is. Does it mean that he said the last line correctly? Yotzer Hamaro? So does it mean that in the middle he said Baruch Ata Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam, thinking that he's going to say Hashem Dvarim Arvo Ravim, and then he straightened out, so he said the whole mitzvah correctly? So that's according to Rashi and Taisus, that's the shadow that we're discussing now.
Yeah.
He said shakal. on the cup of tea. So he said, Hashem, okay, the Malach HaElam, he thought that he's going to finish off Torah Piyagot, but then the Ma'is, he finished off Shakun and Zvara, and still actually buys the Leshita. So he was going to take Toshma, arrive from a Brisa. So we're going to see in a minute exactly what is the Nusach. What does the seller say here? That it says that he is Yerit, he's not Yerit, what did he say?
We'll
see if the Gemara is going to suggest the Chiluk. Gemara is going to come to that distinction.
Yes,
we'll see. It says that he's davening shachris. It doesn't matter that he started off right. That doesn't help. It all depends how he ends off. What about by Myers? How does Tashlat the Maribam Rav and Sili Yetzera Loyot? He starts off right and ends off wrong. It's not good. Parts of the answer are wrong. Ma'am Arabim, is your Kolosho Dover, the cloud is, the rule of Hakahalach HaKarachit. It all depends how he finished off. So the Gemara thought, the power of the right, what does that have to do with all the problems we're discussing?
The
Gemara thought that he didn't say the whole Nusach was all wrong. The Gemara thought that he said the right Nusach.
Just had mind.
The shot is, he had in mind, when he said Hashem, okay, the Melech HaElam, he had in mind to say the wrong Nusach. Then with the Tov, he said the correct Nusach. He said Yom Teror, literally, he said Yom Teror. But the whole Nusach that he said was correct. And still it says this, and how does it say? It goes back to the Nusach. So since he said the correct Nusach, so he's Yom Teror. So the Melech, by the case of the book, and also, he says, Shachonim Edvaroi, every word was good.
That's just saying that it has to do with the Kabbalah.
He starts off with
the right
brother,
but when he ends up with the right
Mitzvah.
Right,
right. Doesn't mean as long as the last line and the bracha was good as good. No, every word in the bracha was correct. Except, Pasach means what did he have intention to say. See, it means what did he say in the mind? So what Nusach did he say? So as long as he said the right Nusach, that's good. That's what it says in the wrong. As long as he said the right Nusach,
it's good.
That doesn't say. That's what you're adding on. He's not going to say that later. He's not going to say that. Mark says, what's the difference? You have to have my own same thing. The first bracha of Birchas Krishma is the same thing, the Shabbos Amara. It just has a slightly different twist. But basically, it's a Bar Piyagot and Shabbos is a different thing. This is a general bracha, and this is a bracha of Ferences of Bar Piyagot. But by Shabbos and by Myers, the first bracha is the exact same thing. They have additional things that are, unless if a person says Yotzeror, he says Marav HaRavim, and he abridges the bracha, he leaves things out. But if he has it, he Yotzeror. If he leaves things out, he has it, he Yotzeror. As long as he says, the main part of the bracha. So what's the main part of the bracha? Mishnah Berurah says, every bracha has, let's say, a davening Shmoneh Esrei. And a person abridges every bracha. Every bracha he abridges. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he left in the key word in every bracha, then he's Yotzeror to the Yotzeror. How do you know which words are the key words? So you just look at Avinei. And Avinei, you can see which are the key words of every bracha. You may think of certain things that keep saying, what is the key, what's the key theme of Yotzeror and Marav HaRav? So the Gemara says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same God who created day and night.
What about not there?
The Nusach is different.
That's okay, if you say
there's
not
there. We'll have to discuss that. The Ramban discussed exactly on whose Gemara. That's an important question. We'll get to it when we learn tomorrow. Okay, so let's see again. How does Rashi learn? How does Rashi learn? Tosaf is seeing. It was a little misleading. Pasuk means when he said Hashem, okay, the Melech HaElam, what did he think that he's going to say? The CA means, what did he say to Maisa? So the Brisa says, if he said the correct Nusach, I ignore what Kavanah, what intentions he had at the time of the Shem Amar. But if he said the wrong Nusach, then he's not Yerzeh. So the Gemara says, that's it. Yes. That's Yishat, I buy it. So the Gemara time is, no. Shiny Hassam. Because maybe the din really is that if you said it to Hashem, okay, the Melech HaElam Adayis, that's the finish of Torah, and then he says, Shehachon, and it's one of the couple of tea, and every word of the bracha is correct. learn how the Hashem can shop in the Dvarai. Maybe you're not yet saved because you had intention by the Hashem Malchus to work your Avam, so it's not good. And maybe since you began the Yetzirah, the Maravah Rav, intending to say the wrongness of maybe everything, the whole beginning of the Baraka Teknish. And then it says in the Bryce, as long as the Nisuk is correct, is good. Your Yetzirah becomes a less wrong. So who was the Nane if you said the whole beginning, not a Shuram? So now the Gemara says like this, maybe Pshat and Satsach and Siyeh, I mean, he began in Shachet, he says, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem 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 He really said, and then he's up to the end, he realizes that he said everything wrong, and he just hears that it's the last part, he says, you're right. That's how the Gemara is switching now. And for the Gemara is shining also on the Raisa that said, the Raisa doesn't mean to say that goes the intention in the Baisa, in the stuff in this was great. No, shining also is coming from the Yetzirah HaMayor, it's the final line of the book, it's the Yetzirah HaMayor. Yetzirah HaMayor can go on the one that's That's another point. We'll have to get to that later. That's another point. I mean, why shouldn't it be actually put in the SMO by Myron? By Myron. That's a good question. The line on the bottom of the river is that this touches on that part. But now is your cash. Now is your cash. As a first, the Mishnah says on the previous shop, on Yud Aleph and Aleph, there's sometimes a Chacham made a bracha, sometimes made a bracha kosher. Shachon in the door is a bracha kosher. She had mouthless semen and fasting. Say, Ashiyot says, Alam Yibracha. Be in a serious image, Alam Yibracha. Whenever you start, Baruch Hatzah, Yen Baruch Hatzah, that's a Baruch Arucha. So it says, Lach Hashem Ala Arach, Enim Asher the Kaster. Lach Hashem Ala Kaster, Enim Asher the Arach. What is the Yed with the person who's supposed to say, Yes, to Rav Arach, Yishtiach, Alam Baruch, and it takes the page in a half. Asher the Rav, Marib Arovin, takes a half a page. And instead of saying the long version, he makes a short version. I think he's in a rush. He's in a rush. So he says, just if the Baruch was just said, Baruch HaTash HaM Yetzirah HaMayrus, Baruch HaTash HaM Zabar HaMisov, Yahav HaShma Yisrael, Shma Yisrael can't be Mekatzah. Shma Yisrael, he says, and everything else, and the Baruch HaTash HaM Gon Yisrael, Shma Yisrael, it's not a Baruch HaTash HaMayrus, it's not a Baruch HaTash HaMayrus. So this is the Shai that goes into the Yetzirah HaMayrus, and it says, Mach Yisrael HaMayrus, and you're not committed to be Mekatzah, you're not committed. So he did something wrong. So what's the bit? Is it Yetzirah HaMayrus? He abridged it so much. He put the bracha as a major theme. That's a main theme. But he converted the bracha loop into a bracha tzor. That's the same the last one. So the Ramban has 2 days. The Chayyabim has a whole footnote about this. In which he puts this from Muhammad. The Muhammad points out, doesn't it say in the Gemara here that it's good? Shiny Hasram, the first wide line on Yud Beis Hillel. He must say, Shiny Hasram. You come up, Baruch Yetzirah HaMayrus. Maybe if a person begins, Baruch Ata Hashem, like any Melech Olam Adaita, to say the wrong thing, even if he says the right thing, Taitish. So all that whole block is discounted. But he's Yetzirah, but it says in the Brisa that if he finishes, he's Yetzirah because of the last line. So you speak in the Brisa, you just say the last line, isn't it? So the Ramban, that's one day in the Ramban. But even though it says in the Mishnah, Eder Ashoi Mekatzer, but if you want Mekatzer, then he added you would be Yetzirah. That's one suggestion that he gives. And he says, and that's the Emes. That's the Emes Emes, that's Halakha Ma'aseh Din. And he says, and if you want a Zimzach, he might want a Zimzach over here, he may give a different tariff. Here it's a simple tariff. He may give a different tariff on the Kasher. But he says, it's enough to come out later in case of the Gosh Ma'aseh. And if you Mishanah the Yusach, Mishanah Ma'aseh Shekhal Chom the Brochet, then you still Yetzirah be Yetzirah.
What happened? What's the game? What is happening? No, what's leading? What's the
game? Because you don't have
to go. Shabbos, let's say.
And you close the
So the Gemara at this point is suggesting that you're not going to the bracha, because the kavana, the wrong kavana, ruins the bracha. Why should it ruin? That's what we discussed last week for an anime. Whatever the pshat is. But the Gemara says if you start as Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking you're going to say, you're going to go to Baruch Hashem, then you realize that it's Ma'ariv and you said the correct Musa, everything you said till the end is no good. He left out the bed sitting at both. Okay, we'll see. So the Ramban's first suggestion is that you see from the Gemara that at the end of the year, so you've got to find this Ramban. Yes, it's not on our center, but it's a little thing on page 12. The last one stays at the beginning. That's the second answer. We'll see. The Ramban has that as a second answer. So the Ramban writes the Yimtiksha. Take a look at this Ramban on page 12 in the Riz. It starts with crazy quotes from the Balamor. Then he says, Omaha crazy. He says, with all due respect to Rashi, Rashi has a different gift, with all due respect, he says, the gift of there is, and the right of those. And he's going to give all the different shots. We're going to get to that later. So take a look at the line that begins with the word disdainful. The line that begins with the word disdainful. And the Ramban, it's around 10 lines from the end of the Ramban. The Yimtikshet. The whole rest of the Ramban doesn't fit in with Rashi. But he says, this part of what I have to say applies to Rashi as well. I'm going to say so the same. The intiction, if you list the following question, Bameyot, Abameshama Barakat Hashem, Yaitzer HaMoiroiz. How can that be good? The Gemara says at this point, that if you say the last line of the Bracha, Yaitzer, Shalosh Shalina, but the Mishnah on the previous doctor is the same, Shalom HaShem HaKatzer, Mok Shalom HaHak, and HaShem HaKatzer. So the first answer is, Ikel HaMeimu, HaYim Kitzer Yaitzer, and HaShem HaKatzer. Not something in Bracha. But the Yevah, you're not feeling that, but the Yevah, you're good. But Hanami Mokhaf, the parent came to the Bracha. So the Pharisee Gemara, where is the Pharisee Gemara? There's a Gemara in the end of the case in the book, where the Gemara talks, a fellow sees bread, and instead of saying, how much is that, and then how are you? So, composing his own list of the Gemara. Yeah, okay. Look, that's not why people, that's not it. It's not the translation. It's not the translation, but the Gemara has a conjunction of different... conjunction of different stuff. The Gemara has a machlechus hachanoite. I'm there on the base, yes. Machoy Satan, so the Ramban said, if you learn that Gemara, that name on the base, we more close to perception. This cousin says, Hakanami Mukhaf over there, that if you Mishana, even though you were Mishana, you would be Yotibriya. It's interesting, even though you were Mishana, there are two kinds of being Mishana. One is you change the text of the Bracha. There's a thing, you can Yotibriya, it says in the Mishnah, and say, It is a Mordechalosh. Because you have to take the Shinam Dona mentioning all languages to be saying in translation. You have to say the words in translation. So even if it's only an approximate translation, it's also good. And then the Ramban quotes in the Gemara that even if you change a little bit the theme, but as long as basically it's the same, it's also okay. But here he's saying a greater Kiddush. You took a bracha that was supposed to be a bracha Arucha, and you converted it to a bracha Ksara. And you still get to the end. You're supposed to start Pesach as Bebarach L'Chasem as Bebarach. And you just said the last part, Baruch HaTashem Yerzahmer. You also Yerzah. That's a Pesachidish HaGadichidish. So the first day in the Ramban, and he holds that that's the truth, is that you get to the end. The punk can have a total about this, Halacha L'Maaseh, is this really true? They still kept that. I don't know why they don't quote the Chayyotim quote this Ramban. I didn't discover Ramban. Now the little boy, remember I learned the Chayyotim quote the Ramban. This is the Ramban they quote. Not a secret Ramban, it's not a hidden Ramban. The contemporary person talk about Allah, let's say someone went to the Beis HaKise and he has to say Asher Yotzar, then he comes out of the Beis HaKise, washes hands, he sings at the Davni in her. He sees a Davni Meir. He has to Shema Nesu, whatever. So he runs into the shul, he says Davni, and he's going to say Asher Yotzar later. So then he Davni Shema Nesu, in the middle of Shema Nesu, he says, Refrain Hashem Meirabei, Baruch Atah Hashem God, Rechei Amo Yisrael. Then after the Shema Nesu, he starts to sing, should I say Asher Yotzar? What is the bracha of Asher Yotzer? Do you think of bracha of Mabri Yotzer? A bracha of Asher Yotzer, that's the Rebbe Shalom is the right thing. So he said, set that bracha. Set that bracha. This is only for the Eden, that's for the Umas Ha'ilam. Rokha Chali Amisho is only for the Eden. Asher Yotzer, Rokha Kobos, and Mabri, Rokha and the Dalis, Rokha and everybody. So you're going to say, you're not yet. This is all simple in the contemporary post-game, whether you have to say over the Asher Yotzer, or maybe you get to with the bracha that you said in the Shemana. How many times do you have to say a bracha for a food?
Because Hashem Yotzer, Pesach is the Baruch, the Chasem is the Baruch, and say Baruch Atah Hashem. And it came out of Chayim, Hashem Yotzer said, but then he said Baruch Atah Hashem. You have to go back to Mabli Yotzer, Pesach is the Baruch, the Chasem is the Baruch. And if one entry, it's a Shulcha of the Chavis, so it's not Pesach is the Baruch. It's like, yeah, it's just like, and what if it wouldn't be Pesach is the Baruch? What if Hashem Yotzer, instead of saying the whole thing, he's streamlined, he's in a rush, this guy. He has to go somewhere. So let's say he just says Baruch Atah Hashem, and go back to Mabli Yotzer. Will be the dish. So the Ramban shows to the Gemara that he has the Yotze. He says the Gemara says that he has the Yotze. Then he says he can ding for us that maybe the Gemara never said it. He can ding for Hanisa, but he says the Gemara later and takes him off and it's like that. How did he ding for Hanisa? And he says what someone else had in time. Right, the Gemara at this point is just being Matka de Raya by saying the Dovah Shal Sheker. But the Ramban assumes when the Gemara is not for that, the same as Rav Shalom. The same as Rav Shalom. That's one of the hassogas that the Rishonim have against the Ritz. They have a lot of kashas against the Ritz. Why the Ritz said this? Why the Ritz said that particular kashas? But the Ritz made a mistake in passing here, there, and other place. Then they have one hassog, how can the Ritz there to be the kashas of the Gemara? The Ritz has like this. It's an advice part of the Chabasim, the Shifra, by the Pshita, to the Dinah, the Kula. He leaves out the whole Gemara, the whole Shakra of the Kari. He can bring Raya to Allah HaMaisis from the whole Shakra of the Kari. The whole Shakra is like that. Let's say there's a Machlokes Abai Verodot that Yesh Lavidah, so there is right. There's a Shai, but what's the Dinah of Yesh Lavidah? And Allah is Kabai the Alkigah. There is a leave out the whole Shakra of the Kari. Let's quote the first line, and the bottom line, what the stuff is. How can you leave that five block of Shakra Vitaya? Every time the Gemara brings a Raya, the Gemara brings a Priya. But the Gemara asks Akasha, the Gemara is often making assumptions that are very relevant to Allah HaMaisa, and you wouldn't know those assumptions from other places, like over here. This line, when the Gemara gives a Priya to the Raya, so there's a Chiddush Mitzvah contained in this line, either with the Ramban, either the first answer to the Ramban or the second answer. Yep.
But then, maybe
you don't
pass away this price.
I don't understand.
What's so difficult? Maybe
no, the price is
there's an
price
this
price.
That's why there's
a need
for that.
No, no, no. The Gemara assumes that we are going to pass away this price. It was just unclear what the price is said. We're not so sure what the pshat is, but the pasuk is saying, when he said the Shem Malchus, he intended to say one thing, but then with the sof he said the correction of a pasuk actually means he began saying a chunk of the room nusach, and then he said the right nusach later. So the Ramban is bringing a hoichat. The Ramban has to understand what the tree was. He assumes that the tree is a tree of shalemus. It's not a Gemara is making a correct assumption when they're giving this to. So the first shot, the first answer the Ramban gives to explain this is that if you take a bracha rucha and you abridge this to the extent you made it into a bracha ktora, it would be good for the Eved. Again, he has follow his Zim. Zim Tiksha, that may you have to do Hashem Barachat Hashem Yisra Amar, and follow Hashem Yisra, and Hashem Yisra Kassir. How can you say yes to the same thing? Zikla Nehmah, and Tiksha Yisra. The Mishnah, you know, now just says, we'll have to finish into the Eved, and he goes to it. And he says, in a sense of the Tehra, she can't come about. Yeah, whatever your Mishana to the Eved is good. As long as you can, your Barachat that you said contains the correct Mishnah. This collectively dinami, he gives the other answer. Let's say the person started off everything wrong, the whole Mitzvah was wrong, and then he finished off. Let's say yes, Rabbi Akasha Chasashon Baruch HaKoyel, and he's having Myrus, and he said yes to Rosh till the end, and then he realizes he's on the wrong page. He starts to say Myrus, and then he says, Baruch HaShem HaMari Barovi. So what's the deal if a person backs out definitely people? Let's say the person says, sorry, Prihagothin, and then he realizes he made a mistake, and he says, Shahakul Yilid Bar. But the Ramban claims that that's a double pasha, that that's good. The Ramban gives the Nigmara that that's a double pasha, that that's good. You can correct the mistake. That's how we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, that's good. But the Ramban says, not only can you correct, he says, sorry, Prihagothin, Shahakul Yilid Bar. You can correct the Tzatzin Yibur. What if he said, a long Nusra, that's a page in here. Yes, you know, he writes the Radami Hahu the Maskli the Toy, Lahi the Loi Maskli the Loi Toy. You can't compare Radami Hahu the Maskli the Toy. The person is davening and he made a mistake. But then on the left line he corrected himself. So the correction of Hazor Tekhu Dibur is Misake. So it's Misake and everything. And even though the whole beginning is Lahi the Toy, the Hazor Tekhu Dibur corrects everything that's considered as if he had a Bracha Arucha. Basach is the Baruch, Hashem is the Baruch, and at the end he finally straightened everything out. They can't compare that, but he's the Lord Master of the Lord. He just said, Baruch, HaTashem, it's the Amor, and he's talking about you. And he's talking about you.
We're going to get a person
talk to the Lord. How did he have a talk to the Lord? According to the first shot in the Ramban, yeah. You mean how does he say Mukha from there if it's Makhlai Satana? I don't know.
I don't know.
Why? He just says Baruch HaTashem, he's in a rush. So after the Chazan says Baruch, he's in a rush, he says Baruch HaTashem, Baruch HaTashem, Baruch HaTashem. Then he says Krishna Rei. So he says, he left us, Roy Matsuri, he didn't make any mistakes, but he didn't say the whole beginning of the drop.
He didn't say
it. Yeah, he says, if Matsuri did so, if he said, Shabbat, Roy Matsuri,
Shev is wrong, Mayer is wrong, and he said everything wrong. And then he says, Yoytzer Amoyer is, that he was not going to destroy. He said it all, but he said it all wrong, and then he corrected it. So since the left line is good, everything is correct, is considered a bracha.
Master
the boy is good. And what Master the boy is good is that he made a bracha aruch, and so bracha per, that's no good. So the Rabban has 2 days about this. Rabban has 2 days. If he took a bracha aruch and you recited it as a bracha per, would you be yoytzer or not? And he seems to be noted to the first time. Hachanami Mucha is the third case of Rabban. He seems to assume that in Shaykh al-Rahman he has a Hechavit Nimor. How did Hechavit Nimor? What is that? I have to look there in the Hemshech HaGemara. Gemara says, what do they agree on and what do they disagree on? The Gemara discusses, what exactly do they agree? The whole piece of Gemara? Yeah.
The other parts of the davening, which is going to repeat Shema Hashem, or repeat parts of the Torah that you might have skipped over, therefore, on a short drop, you might not be able to say, because that itself is a mitzvah. In those words, have the wrong text to have.
Yeah.
But on the longer drop, you skip the first part, just say the Kiyum Torah.
Repeating that's a different bracha. Not going to help. No, the Gemara's answer over here was that the last line he said correctly, with the correct kavod. So he answered with the last line. The Rambam just said, "How do you answer with the last line? It's a bracha p'tor. You have to have an arucha." He says, "But the first thing is b'riyeh, but if you made an arucha into a p'tor, it's also good."
Sure.
We'll go with the first answer in the Rambam. Take the Gemara, but what kind of an answer is that? On the first white line, I'm using base now. Take the Gemara, hey, Iche, this teretz that you just said, that it's... No, it's the fella, this is our Gemara, the Hebron, the guy is in a rush. He's in a rush to go to the office, he says, Chazan Baruch Hu. He has no idea, so he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzah Amaz, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, 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 Baruch There's a machlokes later on, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, when he said bracha, do you have to have Shem Umalchus, or it's enough if you just have Shem? And we pass him that you have to have Shem Umalchus. And Malchus basically says that it has to be Melech Oilo. If you just say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu HaMelech, Elokeinu Malkeinu, there's no way you have to say Melech Oilo. So the Gemara asks, hey Micha, this is good, this is Micha, the Torah that you just said, you say bracha to Hashem Yechanan HaMelech. And you say with that, you abridged your davening, that's good if you don't like Rab, you want my lady around in that name, called Bracha Shem Barat Karat Hashem in a Bracha. A Bracha doesn't have to have Malchus. It's enough that it has Shem. The Bracha Hashem Yaitzah Amur, it has a Shem, it has a thing, and you made it Bekitzer, so you Yaitzah B'riyah. So, there was the Rabbi Yechanan, but we passed him like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, 99% of the time you passed him like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a machlokes, shmur for Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like him. Whenever there's a machlokes for Rabbi Yechanan, shmurkes, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. We always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, negate b'nei doro. If it's chav, God is unless it's to the water. If it's Rabbi Shmur, this is being Rabbi Yechanan, then we're not going to pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The one exception to the rule, as he says, is Rabbi Shmur ben Levi. Rabbi Shmur ben Levi, you argue with Rabbi Yechanan, so then Rabbi Shmur ben Levi wins. So says he has a hechokos in his mind, he has a megiva. Rabbi Shmur ben Levi, you argue with Rabbi Yechanan, we're going to pass like Rabbi Shmur. So the Gemara says, but if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan and the Yom, and that's how we pass, you call Baruch Hashem or Malchus. Ain't a Baruch, a Baruch has to have Shem or Malchus, that's a post. Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rabbi Yazan, a Baruch has to have Shem or Malchus. Said the Gemara, my equal name, what do you mean? He says, Baruch has to have Shem, Yitzhah, and Baruch, and And so this is the way Rashi intends to hear it, this is the way they learn. Rabbanan can learn everything backwards here. But this is the way we learn in the Gemara. So the Gemara, my Ikala Neymar, Ella and the Gemara, that's what a few people said of these. When the, this is Ishkarai. When the person thought that it's wine, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Adai to the Sefer Pei Gofen, and then he realizes he says that it's not wine, it's tea. And he hears on Shachal Nidu Dvaroi, that's an Ibrahim Lashita, we have no right one way or the other. But if a person starts off to say, the first bracha of Brichas Krishma Shabbos, the first book of the Brichas Krishma Myris, he intended, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, I'd like it to say one or the other, it's the same thing with a slight change in Nisach HaHim and a change in Nisach HaHer. Because the theme is the same. So the Gemara says that that's not the Hittorim. That's our dice of the right Nisach. As long as the fear dice with the correct Nisach, it's good. And for the Gemara, Ella, there's no riot in this right to the Yadayah, that's why we are going. Why? Came the Amar Rav Baruch Hu Kedem Hanzi Midas Yabalai Lepidus Lila Bayom. We had it before. But you have to mention that we believe that there's one God, not like the Umm Salim is Manapanai Amaroi. They believe in a God of darkness and a God of light, and it's a different God. We believe Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzirah Roshem Tzemer Boreshem created everything. Hashem Echad. So therefore, Kiko Amar, when he said originally Baruch Hu Malchus, when he said Hashem Malchus to begin with, May Korah. Atravayu Koma, the Shem of the Mohus goes on Yom Malaiva, and it's not the same as Borpia Brahma. That's why there's no rise in this Brahma. So this Brahma suggests that, so what are we back with the Pshat and the Brahma? So now, at this point, how do we learn Pshat and the Brahma? Not that he said everything wrong to the last line is Yetzu to this line. No, the way we talk about Yetzu, the Nishem and Mohus, you wouldn't be Yetzu to the last line, unless he says, Borpia Brahma, I'm getting a little bit of Yetzu, I'm already. Say like that. Huh?
Also maybe not.
No, because the Ramban brings the right to this for the Tchiyah. The Ramban is the Tchiyah is Emes. It's a shot in the right to be called in.
Charles Shire against the Gemara is only some people didn't say Shem the Mouth, but he said Shem the Mouth.
What is the Gemara? That's how we assume.
The reason why Shemaneth can we get away with it? You don't have Shem the Mouth, but you don't have Shem
the Mouth. There's no Mouth, right? That's at all intentions later, yesterday. In Shemaneth, there's no... There's no, Malchus.
No, I was taking Malchus out of the Krishna.
So that's the Gemara says, if you have a bracha, it's Mukha Lachavato, and the first bracha has the Shem of Malchus, so the next bracha doesn't have Shem of Malchus. And then the after that, there's something that's also called Mukha Lachavato. I fear so it's Nazik, so it says it's not Nazik. The Shem says, this is the name of Haiti. The Bechus Krishma, the Hemshecha Krishma, but that's not considered Nazik. Like you have a Mukha, the end of Halal also, it's considered as Mukha Lachavata, so the Brocha Hashem Shem Shalom is Rosh Ha'alel, and the Amir Sahalel is not considered as the Brocha Hashem Nachum Melech Eretz Emet, the Brocha is the Creator Terah, is Tatak as the Baruch. It's not, that's not called the Brocha as Mukha Lachavata, because there is one Gila Rav, because Nim Shein Amina is Chaitu. Because Kriyat HaTerah with the Brocha performed after do not blend in. It's not one Kiyam. Kriyat HaTerah is Duch HaTerah. No, the Kriyat HaTerah is a Zima HaTerah. And the Brocha is a Sherech to the Baruch from using different things. The Brock is just speaking to the Rosh Hashem, he's telling us what we're supposed to do. It's such a different thing. Hashem came that to the Kriyashma with the Hallel, the Brock is blended in to be one Kiyam. That's what the report calls Midimina. So since the Brock is with the Hallel, this is Sheva, and that's Sheva, and that's Sheva. And the Brichas Kriyashma, the Brock is just spell out what's contained in each one of the parishes of Kriyashma. That's at around 4 points of the Brock is the Kriyashma, spell out the theme of each one of the parshas of Kriyashma, so therefore the brach at the end of Kriyashma, the brach at the end of the Hallel is considered as Mukha Lachavato to the brach at the beginning. So that's why you don't need a Shem and Malchus over there. The Peshad is the first brach of the Shemana Esrei. The second brach has to be with the Yalam Hashem, the third brach has to be the fourth brach has to be. None of them begin with the Shem. The brach has not put Sachas, the brach and does not have Malchus. So we say everything is Mukha Lachavato. But the first brach doesn't have Malchus either. So some Shem say that it does have Malchus, say Melech HaZem HaShiyam HaGein. They say at the end, Melech HaZem HaShiyam HaGein, so we made it. That's a Shaila, they have to say Melech HaZem. You don't say Melech HaZem Tegnish. So some Shem say that says later you say Kone Yaakov. Kone Yaakov means that he's the one and only force of all the world. Another Bali Atesis says later, I'm not men. Has a few suggestions. One suggestion is you say, and Akei Avraham. And you say, Akei Avraham, that's called Melech HaZem, because Avraham is the one. Up until the days of Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only called the Lekei HaShamai. And after Avraham came on the scene, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is called the Lekei HaShamai, the Lekei HaRetz. He was the one who taught to all of mankind about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Not just that he created the world and he was Messiah himself. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is still here and he's Mashiach and he sees what's happening. So some Malayas I should say that when you say Lekei Avraham, that itself is Malchus. But I would say, different devotion. Another says, I mean, I call this Malchus. The other says, Melech HaZem HaShiyam HaGein is Malchus. The other says, okay, you don't need Malchus. You say Malchus is taken. That's an exception to the rule. Because you can't, I'm going to walk over to the king. I'm going to walk over to the king.
I'm going to walk over to the king or the president of the United States. I say, look, I need a shidduch for my daughter, and I need a raise in salary, and I need a bigger apartment, and I need this. What are you bothering me? I'm a busy man. I have to run the world politics. I'm fighting the war in Iran. In Iraq, you know, and I have a bunch of strikes, and I have economy, everything. So what is he telling me with his corrupt? So some bombing I tell you to say that when you're dominating France, you're going to talk about personal things. You're the doctor, have to leave that Malchus. If you stay there, punish, I'm going to stress the theme of Malchus. And there's a Pasach Mish to start it for Baklash of Sarah. That's what some of the Shem said. Most of the Shem don't
hold my face.
But that's what the Gemara says now. Cave Ella. Yes. That's how Tyson says that Kasha also. Tyson's in the end. It's stuck in there. It's in the end. What it's stuck in there. How come he's tabach in so tach as the Baruch? Every Baruch has been Baruch has also been given over. So Tyson's answer is two answers. So one answer Tyson says that it's a smuch of a chabatah. That is the smoke of the Baruch Shama. Aye, it's a long hafrokah, so that's what the reinforcement is again. Limit in, ain't it? It's blended in the Sukkot, the Zimra, with the Baruch Shama, with Yishtabach, everything is Sheva, blended into the one kid. And it's based on that, as Tyson says, that it's prohibited. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Tyson says, you're not permitted to talk in the middle of Sukkot, the Zimra. Why not? The Gemara says, you're not permitted to talk. Yishtabach says, you're not permitted to talk in between Yishtabach and Yom Teror. A soft and yishtabach, he goes to the first and a talks in between, is considered a bala vera, and we kick him out of the Israeli army. Israeli army, you're only allowed to have rumors, chamina chachomim, yirei shamayim. You're not allowed to have people who talk in between shalyan and shalrosh, who talk in the middle of davening. You have to throw them out of the army, because it says, li yirish ayori v'racha leibo. The Mishnah says, yori ne avera shibiyot. The Mishnah has a machlech satanai, one of the averas. He's careful never to violate an Aver there, right? He only violates an Aver there upon him. He's very careful. So do we throw him out of the army or not? So Machlekes HaTanon. So the Rishali gives us an example, the Gemara gives an example of an Aver there upon on a person that talks to me between Shalyad and Shalrosh and is very brokish and is tricho. Now we're going to have to say another bracha on the Shalrosh. The Rishali gives a different example, a talk to Yishtabach and Yotzeror. That if you talk to me between Yishtabach and Yotzeror, that's an Aver the Rabbah. You may not go in Russia and Shirah, but that's hectic. You're not allowed to talk to him. So the Shaila is a devil says, though, you're not allowed to talk to him between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. Is that a thing that for sure you're not allowed to talk to him? No, you're allowed to talk. The text is claimed that Yishtabach is a Baruch HaSuch and HaKabato to Baruch Shem, and everything blends into the one team which means the Mina. In the text, the text is the fifth of Yesh Mizayah, not to talk in between Baruch Shem and you stop up because it's one long hemshek. It's a Baruch HaSmuch and HaKabit. How can you talk in between one and the other?
You shouldn't say Yom and that's the Baruch
Yom. No, so that's what Beis Yosef says. If I'm saying Sukkot is Zimra, I heard the Chazim say Melech Mahul Batish Baruch, I do answer Amen because Amen is another Sheva. Amen blends into the Sukkot is Zimra.
In my other Baruch, you don't say
So then you say Sukkot is Zimra. Sukkot is Zimra is not only Sukkot. Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Shemot Yom Avod is not a Pasuk, and still you say it's in Sukkot is Zimra. So you see that it's not that Sukkot is Zimra. If you have Zimra, if you have Shevach, so it blends in, so you say Amen Yehi Perav, it's another Shevach, not a Hesnik, it's another Shevach. You say Amen, Gadol Mitzel, you say Amen, it's another Shevach. What about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot? That's a Zion in Pasuk. So usually you only remember that you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. Or in Kaddish you don't say Baruch Hu. The person will say, you don't say Brichu. If you don't say, even if Brichu is half a Baruch Hu Rosh Mai, if you don't say Brichu,
Oh,
let's say unlimited, like you say, but
Then you hasten it up, and you have to get the Sukkot.
Those people who say Amen, because they have the contemporary spur and have truths about that. Should you say Amen or not? But that's what the conclusion is. Because I don't, I'm not a Rabbachis, I don't say Amen. He says, when the Sheva blended together with the Brachas, the Krishna with the Krishna, that was the Takana that it blended. Krishna in the Hatera, that blended. But he says, Krishna with the Brachas, the Hatera with the Brachas doesn't blend it. So that's why the Brachas at the end has to be Kosaka's Devor.
If you hold that the Malchus, that's what the Shem says, right, that the Klal is Malchus, they say Malchus is different.
You don't need a Malchus. They give some kind of regard. They give a reason. Yes, we shouldn't have a lot of trouble with that.
Come on, let's look at the Gemara now. Yes. What you want to say to the followers? I told my boy Jerry that I'm ready. Can those people go Shachris in my
room? No. No, that's the Shachris. That's the Shachris. In Davin, Shachris is Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Adaita to say Marek HaRavi. And even if he says all new stuff, the Gemara says that's
where
they correct this everywhere, the Rishon was correct, but still the Gemara said maybe it's not good because Shachris Adaita to Marek HaRavi says it's not good. The Gemara says it's not good. Everything in the beginning is done, but the last line, Baruch HaTo Hashem Yeret HaMoed, that was good. They get to put the last line. Then the Gemara says, but it's going to Rabbi Yechon, they can't because there's no Malchus. Hello, the Gemara says, you still can't be, so let's be Toshid Divayah. Gemara says, hello, no, you can't be Toshid Divayah. Maybe I'll be here shiny, because the theme of the Baruch is really the same. So when he says the Shem or Malchus of intending to say, Yeret HaMoed, it's all the same thing. The Kavana that he had, the Shashan and Malchus, was perfect, there's nothing wrong. And then with the Tosh, the Nusach was the correct Nusach, so it's good, so it's good. So far we have no riot to the Shaila with the Bursi Abraham and with the Shaila. But we want to ask, we'll go to the next last line of the Bursi.
No, he can't say Bishem Chassimus because of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says he has to have Malchus.
That's why the Gemara is my one. Because the Kavanah of the Shashan and Malchus was good, he had in mind for
So midas yama, midas laila?
Yes.
The Gemara is saying that he has the tzricha and the chasimah, but what would be the din if he would only say the last line? So the Gemara said it's not good because it's missing malchus. But if he says bracha, then it's bracha ta Hashem akeinu malach ha'olam yoy tamar. Bracha ta Hashem akeinu malach ha'olam, ha'bracha mishol b'yahavim. Then it says Krishna, so that's what he says, that he says. Sounds crazy that he proves from the Gemara, that he says. Yes, now the Gemara reads the Brisa that Pasach, the Sea, and Pasach means he Pasach with a wrong intention. The Sea means that every word of the Nisan was correct. There was one point in the middle. The Gemara says, Shani Hasan, the Kama Baruch, the Yitzhak Amaret, on the first white line of the Yom. So the Gemara said that, Shani Hasan, the Gemara at that point, could learn the Brisa that Pasach means he says the half of the Baruch Haruah. And we don't care, even if he says the whole beginning of the Baruch Haruah, he's Yitzhak with the last line, Shani Hasan, the Kama Baruch, the Yitzhak Amaret. The last line is all that counts. The last line he had to correct Kabbalah. So at that point, the first white line on the Yom, where the Gemara understood, the Chas and the Brisa, Pasach, Siyem, Pasach means he's here for the bracha. Yeah, he said the Nisach law. But originally and now, the Gemara says not so. Pasach just means what intention did he have at the time that he said the Shem and Malchus and Siyem means. What's the Nisach that he said? He said every word of the Nisach. Was correct. Two different shots in the Brisa, right?
I think that I'm just asking forward. It doesn't come to our own verse.
Yeah, that's what the... Avishai Berlin has that contradiction. He always gives the Ma'am Akhenis on the side of Maseret Hashanah. So he writes, L'el Yudal from there, Ayin Sham. And there he writes also, but how much you based on the Ayin Sham?
He always writes Ayin Sham when there's a major serious. Major serious by him means the Mandoma is different. Usually the Sheep is not paid attention. I think the name of the family, I don't know, what's the difference? So he holds that that's a major, or if it's a major difference of what he said, it's Chai, it's Pasa. But it's a slight chino yesterday, but it's basically the same thing. He won't write Ayin Sham. He only writes Ayin Sham, and it's a major chino nisach. So he is a major chino nisach, it's the mandama. He has the name of the Bama Mema. So now, what does the Gemara say? Toshma, so we don't have any right so far in the Brisa. But the Gemara says the last line of the Brisa. Toshma, and he says, how did the Brisa hear? It's Klavah Sholzava, HaKoyel HaYelachacha HaChizum. What do you need that last line for? That's what it said before. Seeing correctly, you know, so what is that is by saying Klavah Sholzava, what is the last line in the Brisa to add on that we didn't know before? My Lama Seyhoti Amar, my Seyhoti to tell me that's kind of a case. The fellow was Pasach, Hashem, Lachem, Melech, Olam, Adai, to the sake of Pian Rachman, could have been no good on the sea. And then he could have said, Bracha, Shachal, and the Bracha. Every word of the Bracha was correct. But the Tzricha was wrong. It said, Toshma, that's what the Bracha means, Klavah, Sholzava, has on additional halachas, additional cases. Achisam, it all depends what Nusach he's saying. We don't care what Kavanah you have. My Lama Seyhoti Amar. One says, not necessarily. Maybe it comes to tell me an easier case. That's more possible. What's an easier case? Law. It goes on an easier. Lasuya is a humble batari. It goes on a different case. He's eating bread or dates and he got confused. So the Gemara says, exactly what did he eat and what did he get confused and what did he say? And he doesn't. What's the case? If I should say, Dachal Nahama, he really ate a sandwich. He ate bread. Nahama's bread. Because of the time then, he didn't bench. The moral of the story is supposed to bench right away. So let's do this. So he ate the bread and he forgot to bench. He said, so no, he's supposed to bench right away. A lot of people, they don't bench. They stop talking on the floor, they walk away, and then they forget to bench. So it's something not supposed to. What?
In the first part of the issue, anyway, on
the day. Okay, so let's read. After he finished, we want to talk to Brock after he finished.
Yes.
He ate bread and he made a mistake and he forgot already what he ate. So he forgot that he ate bread. He thought that he ate cake. Dear Kosovar, and he thought the Tamri Yachal of Kosovar, he says, Hora Kapra Hashem HaKel Malachoyno. Adaito planning the Tamri, planning to finish off the Brock. Haray Kofi Hayt, Kosovar, the 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 Kosovar, and then he made it, and then he realized he made a mistake, that he really ate bread, yes. So he said, Baruch Hashem, I died to sell the race of beers, and he said, I'm going to burn them, could have been too bad. Well, let's say, start saying, what kind of burn?
So the Gemara says, if that's what happened, Luhai the Bayam. That's exactly the same thing.
If he would say, after eating bread, if he would fear Ois on Ois, he wouldn't be Ois on bread.
That's the same. He starts off with Ha'at Hashem, because Ma'asol Ma'atai, and says, Ma'asol 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 is no good. And then if he hears Ois Shakul, he would run. It's the exact same Shaila. So it's a good, so it is a good Raya.
But that's what the Brisa means in the Kol Shel Dover. Alcohol, Ha'achis, and it all depends what Nusach he said, and you would go to Kavana. But if she said he buys that we had by the way for our with the tea, the Marta Zella will have to say it's a different case.
You must say, he's going in Paket, oh, how Tamre he ate date.
And he forgot already what he ate, because some of the Amorako. And he thought that he ate bread, he's holding back benching bread from us. He said, for a Papa Hashem Okenim Okoilam, a diet is to say, I've done this Oilam. And then he realizes, what am I talking about? I'm going to finish off. I'll wake up here. And he finishes off a lake up here. So the Nusach of the Bracha Achrena, every word was correct. Well, Chasa Hashem, Okim, Rocham, Oreit, Opiek. Alor Zal says, every word is correct. The Chisar it is, he said, Hashem, Okim, Mechol, Mataita. He thought he was going to see Oreit, Hazana, Soilom, and he didn't. So that's the Shaila is a good. So that's what the Brisa says that is good. So why can't you be Koshish and Gorfi Avotran from here? Because they can't prove anything, because we said on line number one, Chisa, on the middle of the Yama, we said Chisa, if he takes the cup and he says Shahakoil, unwind it yet a year. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Akein Mochon Mazayit, it's to say Shahakoil, and then he realizes it's supposed to be Baruch Atah Hashem, he says Baruch Atah Hashem is good. Because even if your label is a Baruch Atah Shahakoil because of the Kavanah, it has also good to the other Shahakoil. So the Gemara says, same over here, by mistake, you'll say Baruch Atah Mazin. On day, you'll be Yotze B'riyevet. You'll be Yotze B'riyevet. So he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei, Melechol Matai, to the Seer Ois, Hazan HaSoilom. And then he realized, what am I talking about? Seer Ois, Haloid, Haloid, Baruch Atah, he said everything right. Even if he would have said, Hazan HaSoilom, it would have been good.
A couple of teams says, "Bill, if I'm wrong,
one of the person drinks a cup of tea and he says, "Bill, if I'm wrong." So state the series is the unit, you're not drinking. So why is over here?
Okay, so one suggestion
was, when you eat any one of the shittas haminim, So to say Hamoiti Lechem in Ha'aretz, to bench Birchas Hamazon, and to say to the Chumash, you only bench the Chafet of the Berachta, Eretz HaShalaz Mitzkenes, to Chavo Lechem, and the Chafet of the Berachta. The Chiyas Birchas Hamazon, 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 so you say, if you're going to have oatmeal cereal, it's never called lechem, even if you have a tongue, because it's never washing and benching, never again. But if you have something that is an Easter, it is a dough, okay, cooking something, and it's flat, like cooking.
That normal people are aware too that they eat it when they don't have a meal, as opposed to pots that people eat as a nash. But the pots that they eat as a nash, when they come on the dinner of the Holy Shabbat, the Tibet said, I'm going to the Rabbana, the Holy Shabbat is very dispersed, and I'm going to the Rabbana, all the Bechs are men, going to the Rabbana. And a lot of Rishonim say that the Ein Sholosh versus Alamichya versus Yechat HaMoz, and it's also the Rabbana. What if an Atera person will eat the bread, or have a sandwich, and will say Alamichya? If you have a cup of soda, a cup of tea, you say Bechat HaMoz, you have Geisa, you have to say Bechat HaMoz, it's over again. They have to say it, there's no machlekes on that. You have to say over the Bechat HaMoz again. The Manish Tana over here, the Tamar, so one could have said, a fellowship shot, that God is followed. What are you supposed to say on Tamar? Mayen Shalosh. Mayen Shalosh means an abridged form of the Bechat. Yes, it would be abridged form. It doesn't get with the wrong form. If you say like that, then it should apply to anything and everything. That's the supposed to say the angel is the Gemara would appear, not so. What does the Gemara say? Yochel Tamir Ksav Nama. Yochel, the Tzatzah for the Nama, the Tzatzah, 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 even if he would have said, Yochel Tamir, that he's supposed to say for bread, Nama, Yochel, my time, he's not going to say because, well, the angel is in a rich form. Lord doesn't say, Allah, I know. The Gemara says, the Tamir Nama, they didn't say, because the Tzatzah, Hazan, the Tzatzah, fits in very well, and that's what the Rishonim say. The Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is called the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say in the Gemara because Allah Eitz HaPihot is the abridged form of the Bechat HaMozen, but it says the long Bechat HaMozen here, it doesn't say that. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say just till Azana Sakar, and then the guy realizes, what am I saying Bechat HaMozen on date for? So he says, you stop where you are, you don't have to say no to look up. You have to look up finishing the whole Bechat HaMozen. So here's the pshat is, that if you say the abridged form is good, then say the long form is about it, you've got to finish the long form. Can you read out the harachmas? Okay, but that's still the end. Then harachmas is like Monday, so you have to say something. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, it's a sad, separate reason, because Tommy Nani may even write it. So that's why you say, doesn't mean whenever you say the short on the eighth, you have to be so long. No, it's not true. It's a special thing. If you just say, I don't know if I call you but here the Shaila isn't really Shaila, so what food does it apply to?
That happened again.
So you get to benching the Zuman. If you have three people who are going to bench the Zuman, so one of them ate Kidei Sviya, one of them ate a lot, and the other just ate a little, so the one who ate Kidei Sviya is the one who should be the Mizamah. Or if one ate and drank, and the other just ate and didn't drink, so there's a choice that he's Chaim and Atav, the other one, and he should be the Mizamah. he brought it to one side of the mehal, that if you ate and you didn't drink, so there's not the intervention of it. It means that the drinking enhances the eating, it's a local sport. Okay, so it's a local sport, special thing. So what do you see from this gemara? That if you say, Bechot Amad and Amdei, you make it to the end because Tam and Amdei is not. That will be something other than Tam Rei.
Olives, if you eat, what do you
eat? Great. You have to go figure out which is which. The Ben Yair says, what about wine? The Ben Yair says, what about wine? He brings the Hesachah from the Gemara later and takes the Mizrachim that wine is more made in Zion than date. And if the Gemara says on date, say for the Yair, you hear it, and you say, because I'm Muslim, what it doesn't say on wine is for the Yair, the Zichar. What if the person has cake? What if the person has cake and he says, may inshallah? That the chiyuv kadesh min ha'torah is only if you really ate so much bread that you ate today's meal. Well, still he's not hungry anymore, but if you just add a tiny little bit into the concentration kit, you just get the kazayit of bread, But if you don't plan to eat 2 kizetzim and 2 or 3 kizetzim, that's where the Tamash it is, a kizetzim, so then you're supposed to wash without the bracha on the Shabbat. Well, it's a Rishayim, so that's why you should wash without a bracha. If the person started off with the intention of finishing off one nisach, and if he would have finished off that nisach, he would have finished, it would be no good. And then he finished off the right nisach, which then says everybody the brother that he said is correct, why can't it bide lashikas? What's the bide lashikas? Allah Allah. Ma'isa, some prophets off, we pass the some prophets off. We don't pass them like that day yet. Indeed, it's basically a blasphemy. We pass them like there is. The some prophets off, and you don't say over. So the other side is, what about benches? the person finished eating the bread, and instead of finishing right away, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, he starts writing letters and learning and so on, telephone goes to Dana, then he realizes later, he says, oh yeah, it's not time for Barnakosh. Then he doesn't realize what kind of Barnakosh is saying, because I'm not a fellow clue, so he says the whole Nisuch HaDavesh. So is it Yoytze or not? So that's the Bible and Shita, so we should say that he has the Yoytze. So the Ramban, he has said not so. This is the right brother that's in benching, is the right there. So Suffolk Brockens Lahakil doesn't apply to their rights.
Yes.
Let's say within this man, that din that Suffolk Brockens Lahakil doesn't apply to Kiddush or to Brichas HaFere or to Brichas HaMozen, because these are the prophets that are in HaFere. Kiddush and Brichas HaMozen and Brichas HaFere are the three brothers. Yeah, that means like this, the person that is so far trapped, he doesn't remember if he changed or not. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaTorah. He's shouting from the street, he doesn't know whether he started this place, that place, that place. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you gotta say open. He thought that since Birchas HaTorah needed Birchas HaTorah, you gotta say open. So what if he knows he didn't say the benching? He has a prophet in Halacha, was he going to the benching? Because at the time that he said, Hashem, okay, Melech HaRibam, he thought all he was gonna say is, burn the precious and walk away. And then in the middle of Hashem, okay, Melech HaRibam, he realized he has to theorize Azonatah, so he said Azonatah. That's the stake of the writer. If you hold that you're not going to the Brachis, then you're going to the Brachis. Rashi gives you Tosh of Shat in the Gemara. There's nothing more to discuss. Sadeh Ramban says, with all the respect to Rashi, Sadeh Ramban begins, Rama Akhain says, Koy Rabbe Nishlem is all Yehmunah ben Koymai, with all the respect to Rashi. Rashi had a wrong Girsa. The Riff and the Goyim have a different Girsa. And the writer has different from the Riff. Everybody has a different Girsa. No one has like Rashi. No one can believe that the Gemara had it in mind. We discussed this. No one can believe the man in the Bible. She said, but he had it in mind. He's going to be quaking the prophet. But he said every word. He said, shock on me with water. What's the problem? Because he thought he was going to finish off our prophet and said, ruins the prophet. So he said, he can't believe this, and they give a whole different gears. But then, sure, so the Ramban proceeds to give the gears, and the correct gears, and the correct interpretation, which we're going to go through part of it. And then he says, and what the Balamor says, that he had the gears, because everything is even like benching. So he starts to pick on the Balamor. Actually, he said, by benching. Our Suffolk prophet for Hakam is only by Bracha, that's only the Rabbana. But here, by benching, there are less two lines in the Balamor, in the Ramban. But Birchas HaMozen their Eiser. That you would have to bench over. That's what he tells us. Birchas HaMozen is their Eiser. You would have to bench over. Other Rishayim, the Miri and other Rishayim saying, no, about the Birchas HaMozen is their Eiser. But this topic, it's only at the Rabbana to continue. Even if he's saying you're not Yerkes, you're just not Yerkes with the Rabbana. You can't say you're not Yerkes with the Eiser. You have the wrong Kabbana. So they say you're still saying something wrong with the Rabbana. Because the Nusach of the benching is only the Rabbana. So this whole issue is only the Rabbana big issue. You still say a lot of the night, even by benching, So that's bottom line according to Rashi's benching. Okay. So it's Rashi and Tosfos had that here's the Lashitah. Comes the Ramban, now we have to start the whole Gemara all over again from the beginning. Comes the Ramban and he says, but that's not the Girsa of Sardis. None of the Girsas of the Goyim have Adaita. But the Adaita, they didn't have Adaita. They have a different Girsa with a different Shah. How did they read? Let's start again. Pshita. If the Kondok is cast to the Chamer, the Yodah, he has a cup of wine. Because Shabbat is Shichru, who cost the Mazarech. Not a Zayt in Shichru, cost the Mazarech, it is Shichru. He says, okay, now I'm going to Shahaka, we have the Zvarech. And then he realized, what's our Shahaka? I'm supposed to say, Dirty. I'm not going to say, Dirty, 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 So he says, okay, now I'm going to Zvarech, okay, now I'm going to Shahaka, and it's going to Zvarech, Dirty, So that's the deal. What can be wrong? Shahakal is already good. What could be the problem? He was mastic. Let's say you say Shahakal and then you start schmoozing about the baseball game. And then you take a drink. So you're not the eighth, it's a hat trick. He is. He's called it a hat trick. Shahakal is about birthday person? No, he made it fancy. If he would have left off, if he would leave it out, he's going to say Shahakal is good. That's because he finishes off, he can't make it worse. But he says that's
the
rule.
What the other way?
What the shakal should be? What the shakal should be ahead of it?
No, he has a shakal. He says he's going to go up the
agapa. He says the way around. So he says, we have agapa, and then he realizes.
What a
second. And then he says, well, shakal means bar. So the Rabban says, pshita that it gets it. The Rif has a gift that is pshita A and pshita B. Pshita the boy wants C. So the Bible says, what do you mean, sheet A and sheet B? The boy wants C. Where does it say that Mark's a sheet A and the boy wants B?
Yeah,
well, where does the Rif get? So the Rambam says, that was the gift of our status. They all know. Sheet A and sheet B, these two status are no status. He says on one, Shahak on the Yisbarach, I saw Shahak, the whole Rambam came over, Shahak on the Yisbarach, I saw him. Is that very good? What can be wrong? If he says, very, or if he's drinking coffee. And he says, very free off the shock of the dog, Shita that is good. Why Shita that is good? He corrected himself, second to Diva, Savada that is good.
But the cup was no good. I mean, the first one, Shahako, would have been sufficient to bug the
other.
But the cup would not have been sufficient.
So he says he corrected himself, second to Diva. The Ramban has that use in the Gemara. Places didn't have that use in the Gemara. Places didn't have a word about this. Where Sona says, bless your weapon, Shahako, the Gemara, correcting himself. Second the Navi Girsha, the Shaisha says, the Dina said, it would be good. Shaisha says, if the person is davening, what does Shaisha say? The Miu, the Shaisha says, Lema Tuinam, the Miu, how you are in Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rav, whoever, the different Mishnah. In Hoya Yodea, the Diru, she saw the Dibu, the Shama Bari, Priyo, hey, Tata Svarti, I'm loving, second the Dibu, you're off the book. He made a mistake in correction, that's what he's saying, he doesn't have a Girsha in the Gemara. All that gears. If it's the Rach, then the Rach has that gears in the Gemara. But it doesn't, the Taisa doesn't have the gears in the Rach. Taisa has Rashi gears. But this part of the Rach, they'll borrow. Why not gears? They don't need a gears in the Gemara. The Ramban has it to say this. The Ramban, the Rach, and the Gaidim, and the Rish, they don't have to interfere. So what is the Bible sheet in the Gemara? Because the Bible sheet is like this. The fellow's drinking tea. And he says, how come he was wrong? So put it. And then he says, very free, I'll go for it. Change his mind. The Rach. Change his mind to sleep with the Rach. So what's the halacha? Normally, where do you have tefillah kedibah kedibah dami? I mean, what do you have in halacha? The haters. A person tells the halachic haters to say that. Because in his kiddush yigit shemir ha'chayz ha'magad, he can't back out. But he can't back out. It's only a lack of kedibah. He says kedibah. He wants to do kedibah. You can back out. What do you back out? And correct it. You tell over the correct story. I said, I made a mistake. What I said before is not exactly correct. The truth is like this. So you say tefillah kedibah to correct it. Or what else do you have tefillah kedibah? A person makes a kinyan. And then he backs out that thing and says, no, I back out, I don't want. I changed my mind, I don't want to go through with this. So the truth of the matter now is, two minutes ago, the truth of the matter was he wanted to buy it himself.
No,
the truth of the matter now is that he doesn't want. So he corrected it, and he made the correct version, according to the present, the correct version is other than this. Or he put the net there, and then he backs out that thing, put the shul, and he backs out that thing. He backs out that thing, so he straightens it out. So he can only straighten things out. And you think the cow has something said to you. So the Ramban says, that's the value of the late shita. It's interesting. This is a modern, as if this is a modern Hamsura. The contemporary Mechabim, the Rosh Yeshiva, the folks can write about this. When you lay Pasha Zohar, there's a book of blank claims that instead of saying Timcha Zecher Amos, everyone knows you have to say Timcha Zecher. With Segol and Segol Zecher instead of Zecher. In all of this form that we have stated, all the Pasha Zohar says Zecher, and the Vilna Kohen said that it's Zecher. That's what they called the Maizelach. Then in the footnotes on the bottom they say when they showed the Maizelach to Achraim Aloshana, before they printed it, they asked him if they could print it. He said, I never heard that. When I was there by the Kohen, he always said, there's Zecher Amolek. So they said either, so they print it right, either Achraim Aloshana has it, he's out there. He didn't hear straight or something. Or the Vilna Kohen later in life changed his mind. He thought that it should be Zecher instead of Zecher. So Mr. Burr quotes, you gotta say both. So what does that mean? You gotta say both. Which one do you say? So how do you say it? Which one say first? I don't know. So how do you say it? Do you have to lay over the whole subject twice? Or in the tradition, if you say over the word, they say over the phrase. Say over the phrase. So what's the din later? There's a Mishnah Bracha. A person is saying Krishna. And little Krishna, he realizes that he made a mistake. He left something out, but he skipped from one parsha. And then he skips and he realizes that Krishna has gone a little short today. So he says, they go back, he knows we made a mistake, he left that over there. So in the first one, the Mishnah, he points out that there are three ways to learn Shad. Let's say he's in this. He knows that at a certain word in the middle of the pasuk, he left out the next word. And he skips to the next pasuk. So does he just go back to that word? He may even write it. he said into the middle of a pasuk and he went right there. So he just said, go back, chayzel abak mishatel, literally. So that word, you go right there, that's what he said. In the middle of a pasuk, the Balatani and the Shulchan Aruch Harat says a little slight modification, and then he go back to the phrase. Not in the middle of a word, and he said other words, in the middle of a phrase, and he said other words, it doesn't make any sense. Not there's no hemshah. They have to go back to the beginning of that phrase. Another operator, I think, from the Bush says, no, you got to go back to the beginning of the phrase. I got to go back to the beginning of the phrase. I think usually, let's say, Balkari makes a mistake in the little creation.
If I would begin a sentence, we have the same quote that we do.
Same shot about the
beginning. Which is how, when you're exceeding the speed between
the three. You have a Celtic and a Celtic, so you some communities, they lay twice. They lay twice. So the shot is the lane over the whole pasuk, you just say over the whole grade. So what if the Balkari makes a mistake in the middle of the sentence? I think the meaning in most places is like the Balakhani. So you don't necessarily insist that you should go back to the doctor, you insist you have to go back to the beginning of the sentence. But the main problem is that you just go back to the beginning of that phrase.
You should just say over that word correctly.
You don't even go back to the phrase. What if you already said other words? What if you said other words and that word is in the middle of the phrase? I think the Nidhi got most places in, so if you go back to the beginning of the phrase. So I knew that's a no meaning. The Chayyadim quotes that he doesn't like. If Hashem everything is different, he says, why should it be different? Chayyadim doesn't like that. People say, oh, Shem, so Shem, you got to finish the process. He says, when you accomplish, I finish. He doesn't like it. So let's say the Nidhi is just go back to the beginning of the phrase, and then you go back to it. So the Shaila is, maybe the same thing over here. Let's say you have a process, and there's two ways to read. One is Zecher HaMolek, and Zecher HaMolek. So say over the phrase twice and go by the Israel, really you need to read over the whole passage. So I just tie now, Father. You're just going to say over the phrase. So whichever one you said second, that's like a Hazar second and Gibor on the first one. So if the second one is the correct. What if the first one is the correct one? And then you said the second one on the assumption the first one is wrong. I'm correcting. So you just crossed out, you had Richie right, and then you crossed it out and you wrote it wrong. So no good. So you wrote it the right way and you did it the wrong way. So I'll just still from that. When I'm not correcting, you are in fact in the Hebrew, can never work with your husband. Can only work with your husband. Within the sake. Can never be in the capital. So it's a tupu. That's what they tupu about in this form. So this tupu straight to Ramban. The Ramban says, this is the Gemara's tupu. Ramban says, this was the Ibai of the life sheet of the Gemara. The seller has a cup of tea. And he said, Shakum Ibid Mara, kid it going. And then he made a mistake. He thought that he made a mistake after finish. He thought that he's drinking wine. So he says, Bert, we have often the correct after the
Gemara. This is before he drank here. This is all
before he drank. Before he drank. So the Ramban says, this is the Ibai of the life sheet of this is the bias of a shita in the Gemara on page 12, he says. He says shita A, shita B, everything shita. If he gave you a case, if it's wine, then he says shaka is about 50 and golf in his eye. He says shaka is about the shaka, I'm out of here. And if it's tea, and he said, but I've often correct the stuff, second of the people, he says shaka is about the body. Correct the second of the people, but what if I care? He said Shaako, and then he corrects after the demon, he says the wrong, he makes the wrong correction. So he says, that's the Shaila. Ella, let's see, on the second wide line, on page 12, in the wide lines of the Muhammad's at the end of the second line. Ella. First, the Hakasa, the Shifra, the Shifra, he says Shaako, and then he finishes Shaako in the book. He saw the Chazaba, he made a mistake after he finished Shaako. And for some reason or another, he goes to the point. You see, in the Chama Kikon Shama, Shahako, Yihi, and the Dvorai, Boyer, and Tzvi, Hagofen, Nai, Bos, and Ike, Broch, Az, Lidon, the Yotza, Shika, Ishlin, Berchot, and Kalachin. I thought he was not sick, but the Hagofen, the Hepsik is not a problem. Hepsik is not a problem over here. He didn't talk about the weather, about the baseball game. Brach HaShevach, he doesn't say the Hepsik, but the Shaila is a Chazoret. He thought he's supposed to change the Shahakal into Bat Yagofen, so he changed Bat Yagofen. So he says, Chazoret, the Torah, Shechazin, Sim Shlok, Kiroi, Loi Hari Chazoret, the Potslo, or Dil Mafila, the Zil, Bosh, the Chazim, the Zil, the Bat Yagofen. That's the Bible that she's about the Chazoret, the Torah, is there a Zilam? Chazoret, the Echid, the Dibur, when it turns out in the end, looking at retrospective, you did it right the first time. And then you got that. That's the Shahakal. Right, in all the cases in the Gemara, the Echid, the Dibur, or when the Chazorah is correcting it, according to the presence right now, the Chazorah is not talking.
Because if you correct yourself, everything, I can explain it, then he may gain by the other person loses because he wants to lose the ball. It's not always the rule. It's not always the player.
He backed out and he said, I made a mistake, I don't want what I just said. And then a minute later we realized he did want what he did. He did it first right. And in fact, that was wrong. If the guy makes the Kenyan, at the time he made the Kenyan, it did work. But then he changed his mind to the Diva, so now, according to the Kresen, he doesn't want it. So the Chazara is not the choice. According to the Kresen's Kavana, the Chazara is correct, and what he did a minute ago was wrong. But here, after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, it comes out that the correction was wrong. This is the Bayit of Rosh Hashita. And then what does the Gemara say, Toshma? So what? How do you read Bayit in the Gemara? Because you have to reread all the Gemara. So he says, Toshma was off the right there. The Aminon, Shachris, the Gemara brings the light. Pasach, we have to learn the Tim, Maravarogim, Noyot, Tafirish. He doesn't learn like Rashi says, it's Pasach and see and mean. What did he have in mind? And what did he say Pasach means? What intention he had? The see and mean. What Lushach HaBracha did he say? No. Tafirish. Shat Shadir HaBracha Kula, the Yetzer Oyer. Pasach Yotzer means he said the whole Lushach HaBracha Kula, the Yetzer Oyer. The last line he said wrong. So what does that mean? When he comes to the end, the Havale, this is equivalent to knock at Kasa the Shikra, all parts of the Shikra, everything he said was right. Same thing with the camera. Why is that exactly the same? What did he say? He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzah HaMayrach HaMayrach HaRoch.
He didn't say that.
He said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMayrach. Rahu makes it the previous one was a mistake.
Did he say Yotzah HaRoch?
Did he say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzah HaMayrach HaMayrach HaRoch?
Then it was the same.
He said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMayrach HaRoch. Some also not there. Let's say it's a person, let's say, not the fellow, tells in a rush to finish up. So he's going to leave out the last line of every book. So he says, Yotzah HaBaruch Atah Hashem HaMayrach HaRoch, says the whole book, and then Baruch Atah Hashem, yes, I'm not going to leave that one. Would it be Yetzer B'Riyah? Yes. Some of yet. Some even the Kavach HaMim. The Ramban says the last one of Yetzer without saying that it is. He said the whole Yetzer B'Riyah. Also, he agrees to it. So, also good. So let's say he says the whole part of the Yetzer B'Riyah, he says the whole beginning of the Baruch Atah. So Yetzer already. Even if he leaves out the last one of Yetzer B'Riyah. He should have said the Hasim also. He didn't. The last one, Al-Kamayin on the Shigash, hey, it's night time. You gotta say, Maravan was up there, Maravan Roger. With Kabbalah says, to back out. With Chazor says, to the Dima.
This is
the whole beginning of the Baruch Atah was good. He would have been yoked with what he said up until Amara Barom. Let's see, what did Rambam say? Toshma. Shachris, Pasuk, Biyotzerovim, Amara Barovim, Loyot, Tiv, Shatir, HaBracha Kula, Biyotzerov. Not Baruch, he said correctly. Just the last one he said wrong, as a Chazor. Zechasa, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amara Barov, Mahavli Nochet, Kasa, Dishichra. Well, first after the Shikha, he already finished the Hakkal.
Yeah.
And even the Khamer, he backs out of Chazor of the Torah. But that's exactly the same. He was already going to Yetzirah. He said the whole list of the little last line.
But he didn't finish the Baruch of Yetzirah.
He would have been Yetzirah with what he said. Just like there. He said Baruch Yetzirah, Shakal in his Baruch. He would have been Yetzirah, but he said that he's Baruch Yetzirah, off in the backyard.
Yeah.
He would have been Yetzirah if it would have stopped the words before the Yetzirah. Now it's a shadow of the Chazor. It's true, it's here also.
There's no Chazor.
This is the Chazor. All the way through the last line. He said everything right. He would have stopped there, he would have been Yetzer B'Riyah.
Even if he didn't make it right.
Even if he wouldn't finish the last line, Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer HaMayrach. Now if he says the last line without the beginning of the book, he said the whole 10 line of the book. Both of
them.
He would have stopped at that line, it would have been Yetzer. So just because he says Hamar Arabim to back out, he thought it's Mayer time. He's got to back out. It's a Chazor of the Torah. The time is Chazor. They just say Chazor of the Torah. It's Makalkel. And the same thing brought up off. It's Makalkel. It's Makalkel.
We didn't say
that
it's Chazor of the Torah. Makalkel.
He said the whole book, including the
Torah.
It doesn't say it's the whole book. I will let you back. I will pass off the Mayer Arabim. Will be Rech Kula. The Shalar. It's Chazor of the whole book.
But then at the end, he corrects himself to Chassam, Baruch HaTash HaMiyat HaMeret Yotze. Why? He corrected, the Chazara was good.
Yeah, like,
he corrected the mistake. The first headline he said wrong. The other side he corrected, so he corrected is good. The Havlai Pasha B'Rachamro, that's like he said, but often then he realizes, but it's not one, it's him B'Rachamro. So if you corrected the error, it's good. That part is good. But if you, if the Chazara was B'Torah, so you, so it says in the Braise, Chazara B'Torah is Mekafa.
He says,
not too long now, but it's just... You see, this is the Tani, he has
one
of the text on it, it's right, so... Shmamina Basa Hasim Azlinon, Kirtan Hakahol HaKach Rachitum. Said, the fairy said, what? Whether the Bible is Mekalko or is not Mekalko. So I'm not supposed to say that it's not Mekalko. Why? Really, the Stami said extra words. It's not a Hefzik, because it's like a Sheva, you can't call it a Hefzik, it's not a Zaytik Azah. The Shad is Chazor B'Tos Mekalko, so you can say Chazor B'Tos not Mekalko. But over here, when he says, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Amar Baruch says Hashem, he says the Baruch at the end, here there's more words to say that it is Mekalko. You can't say that the God, the step is more than the Yalma Mili Dichti, extra words that are unnecessary. Baruch HaTashem Rukta, Hazah Hashidah. Shiny Hassan, here it's worse, it's Mekalko. Rashi is on Shiny Hassan. The left line was good, so here it's the left line. The Ramban says no. The left line has the Hashidah that he said, Hashidah, the Chet of the Baruch. That's not Mili Dichti, that's the Yalma. So here, since the Chazor the Torah was in the form of a bracha, here is the Kabbalah, Frank the Gemara, is that in the form of a bracha? This way, the Hei, because the Torah that he gave, this is Nika, the Holy Grab, that Hashem alone is enough to be labeled as a bracha. But if you hold that Rabbi Echadon, that the Hashem of Malchus, the bracha of Hashem, the Maya Barovim, is the same as for a Tzadokim, it's Nika, the Chazor, the Torah is enough, nothing. So why should he say, why should it be more Chazor than any Chazor of the Torah? Just because it's said Hashem. Shem alone doesn't give a Hashiva to the Baruch. That's how the Rambam runs the whole Gemara, everything, everything's like here. The Gemara is discussing Madregis and Chazor B'Torah. This is Mekalko or not. The Gemara says, no, Shlora, maybe the other Chazor B'Torah is not Mekalko, but if the Chazor B'Torah is not Mekalko, it doesn't bother. Yeah, he was there, he was there. But if he fears right with a Baruch, that's Mekalko. Chazor B'Torah is in this book of a Baruch. That's arrogant. But it's not. The three mighty time on Rabbi Yechanan. It's not in the Sechel of Rokha. It's not a Shem of Malka. So it's right on the Mili Dichdi. So it's not in the Zayn of the Zayn. Whether Chazor of the Torah is in the Kalka or not. It more finally comes to the answer.
What's the answer?
So what's the answer? On the Fakilon, yes. The line that begins with the word climber. The line that begins with the word climber. So towards the end of that line, Ume Fakilon, so what's the final answer? Kidirava Barulo the Omar, Kidilahki Minas Yom Balailo. What does it mean? Yeah, Minas Yom Balailo. Oh, climber, yeah. The Yom Kidishaninan. What we said, the first, what was the first answer? The Ike, Brocha Bachasim, the Ike. There's nothing wrong, why they change from the Ike to the Ike? The Ike is good. The Ike, Brocha Bachasim, the Gemara originally answered, when do you have any Bible in Shita? He says, but if he says,
there's more meat, there's more substance to the Chazor of the Torahs than anybody who has the Torahs is Mekalkal. So here he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'al Barobin. With a Nusach of a Torah, that everybody would agree that it's Mekalkal. So there's more time in it. But if I grab the Yechah doesn't have any substance, so does the Yechah. Does it have any Shema Malchus? Well, it says, no, Yerivam Kirishanimam, the Ike Baruch Atah Hashem. Eche de Malchus, she de Tzicho. Eino me, ein Hashema. The Kula, what does he say? The Kula, Basa Hatim, Hazir, Shain Hafish, Ainu Allah, Shemach, Yemid, Aslala, Baya, Amid, Yom, Baba, Zilkach. Rahma, what does he say? Yelam, Shidi, Shanina, the Ike, Brache, the Hasima. What does it say, the Brache, that you're not yet, if you finished off wrong, you're not yet, so the Shalom is why? Why, but it's Chazor of the Torah. So according to one Tavanar Bait Lev Shita, it should be that it's good. So what is the answer? So what suggested an answer, then they back down. So what is the answer?
Because the mouth of the Sikha is good.
No, no, that was. So he says, you have to be my dear. That's my, you have to be my dear. That was. The last line, Baruch HaTashem, Yotam Oret has no mouth. So why do you say it? So the answer is, it's like Shmuel HaLech HaLetor, the Bracha had before Malchus. Let's say, Shira Tessar, Bracha Tessar came out of Ha'elo. Shira Tessar, so of course, Sachar, the Barak with Malchus, then Bracha Tessar, Bracha Tessar, Bracha Tessar, Bracha Tessar, you have to repeat the Malchus. The Malchus 24 is the same. Here's Rade in the second, when you have a Bracha Shmuel HaLech even the beginning doesn't have Malchus. But Shmuel HaLech HaLetor is considered as if it has Malchus. In the last line, Bracha Tessar, Bracha Tessar, has the Malchus. Considered as if it has the Malchus 24. So he says, when you have a hemshech of a theme from the beginning to the end, and it's one long hemshech, the ikeh brache bechasim eich the malchus of the tzicha eim and the yena chasima the kulavas the chasima zulon. Everything is a hemshech. So therefore, what? The shiny hawk of shein rolek emachim that's why the bayomim
wrong. Make a mistake
of the
chasim.
We're saying that when he said Hashem, okay, the Melech Olam, right, the Shachar, it's all the same thing. He didn't make any mistakes, it's all the same thing. And as long as you say the right Melech, it's fine, there's no problem. But according to the Ramban, he says, we're resurrecting the Teres from before. He's saying, Afil, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechanon. Then it broke out to Hashem and Malchus, and here the last line, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ar Avraham, doesn't have Malchus, only Hashem. It does have Malchus, because it's a Hemshah in the beginning which has Malchus. So what does the Gemara say? I don't know what he said on that. I don't understand that part. I don't understand the last line. How he said to him, that's how the Ramban was debunked. And Gansan and Aisha. You look at the Raizid, the Raizid will have to say something. The Raizid had a different view. The Ramban says that nobody had this. Here's the Chachmi Svaraz. Nobody had Rashi in place in Jirsa that you're talking about Aisha. Who ever heard of such a wild thing that the wrong intention should be in the calc of the block? And that was what Taisa said. It's in Tzich Kavona. So what's the problem? So we had all the various suggestions that the Rishonim HaKohen gave, very tough, and not so good. So that's what the Ramban and the others say. We don't have that Jirsa. What Jirsa do they have? So here they're very different Jirsa. So the Raivid spells out the other Jirsa, which is a variation, very, very different from the Balan, from the Mocham. Maybe we let it next week. We'll have to start from the.
I should just say the whole portion.
Yeah. So they say either the first passage was wrong or the second passage was wrong. So they would have to. But I'm not sure. I didn't have to. I didn't say the second passage has a chazor. So I'm saying the little one passage has to have extra words. And saying that there is chazor. One has to cross out what he said before.
Maybe the child is strongly saying that the house came in from Alarm and it's by Wyoming.
So the Ramban explained, no, it's not good because the Hazar the Torah has too much meat to it. It is in the Nusach of a Brocha. It's not Tan Bili Dichti. So good. And with the deen of Kibish Muhammad, he was kind of everything that they had. Kibish Muhammad is an international law that one nation wages war against the other. They're successful, whether they had the right to wage war or not, whether they had their beliefs, their law is that you're kind. With the one exception of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, even if the going take away from the Jews, the Eretz Yisrael, they're not kind of. That's the first law happens. So the four kings were successful against the five kings because they were kind of them. Then Allah was successful against the four kings. He should have kept it. He was kind of nine cities, so he should have kept it. So he gave nine successful. He gave to Malkitzedek, Malasham gave to Yeshiva Shem Be'ever, and Ramban writes on the top of Kasha Piyat, and he quotes it out, and he quotes the Sifre. Why did it say the double Lash and Aser Piyatse? Place this in the beginning of the Gemara in Subas, that Nun says, why Aser Piyatse? I'm a bad guy about the Ekin Yichamish, the Ramban says, Lachat Chidish Yigim Chemish. But place this in Ramban, quotes the Sifre, and that quotes it, another Kavon. Aser Piyatse is a Libu, you should give even my six stuff, not only what grows in Eretz Yisrael should you give, Maitris to the lady, you should give Maitrix Sultan to Tzedakah from your earnings. And what do you do with the Maitrix Sultan? So Tzedakah doesn't quote the whole Sifrei, but the Ramban HaKadosh quotes it, you should give it to London to support yeshivas. And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu did. He gave it, Malkitzedek Mal Shalem, at a yeshiva that was the yeshiva Shemiyah. So he gave it to support his yeshiva. So the Mepharshim all talk about this big problem. Rashi HaKadosh quotes several times about the yeshiva Shemiyah, the Yankees, was learning the yeshiva 14 years. That's an important thing. What can you do?
What did you learn?
So whatever happened. What is that? How did they learn the Yashiv and Ezekiel? They learned all the seven mitzvahs in there. That's the Yashiv and Ezekiel they learned. They learned Groshes and Zoyan and Kachim and Paris. They learned Yashiv and Ezekiel. They didn't from the seven mitzvahs in there. The seven mitzvahs in there. The big yeshiva, how come everybody else? How come we don't find anything left over? No, we have nothing left over from Yeshiva Shem Yehaber. There should have been something left over. There were many yeshivas in Europe, Shana, several years ago. Even though we don't talk like the Shana, but we have records. They have a lot to say about a lot of things. The Shana's all over in Shana. We spend a lot of time discussing the Shikun Kri Shana. And yeshivas in Europe, the yeshivas that's ended already, they no longer exist. But we have Sfarim written in Ma'alach, every yeshiva. We have nothing left over from Yeshiva Shana Yezra. What happened to all those people? There should be some place where they have a group of them, have a whole tradition. What happened? There's no answer. Everybody gave a different suggestion. What happened? Why is it that Avraham were left with Yiddishkeit today? How come from the Shem Yed? Absolutely nothing is left. So the Chafetz Chaim one place has an interesting discussion of this. And he says, it seems because in Yeshiva Shem Yed they came as Yechidim to learn, and they didn't teach that to anybody else. Each one did dedicated 14 years of his life, more or less, whatever. Each one was dedicating a lot of years of life, but they didn't feel compelled to go to teach anybody else. He should not Shabbos Avdich. No! He tells his children, he tells his guests come in, he thinks the Rabbi Yabba deserves. He starts telling them about these guys, he starts their goats, and he should come over with them. They got a bench, they got to do this, they got to do that, whatever level they're able to absorb. you have to try to spread Yiddishkeit or Emunah or whatever, and then you can try to teach for Yiddishkeit. And the great teach for the 7th and the half. So that's exactly the Chaim claims. He thinks that that's exactly the difference that Avraham Avinu felt. Then Father Abbas Hashem, the Gemara says, you have to teach other people. If you don't want to teach other people, so what kind of an Abba is that Abbas Hashem means? I love the Rebbe Hashem so much, I want everybody to love the Rebbe Hashem. I want to spread the good word to everybody. I want to teach Torah to everybody else. Not some, I should learn Torah and I should love Chosar Kula, I want to teach everybody else in the dark. And these people are learning Yeshiva Shem Yeager. That is all kinds of, they didn't think that it's important to teach anybody else. The Gemara has this country at the very end of the Brachas. And the last half of Brachas, I'm from Yom HaDei. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah where he's complaining about the Egyptians. Cheret al afadim the no'alim. So, the Gemara says, Cheret al sanem shol kamin ha-chachanim ha-kurit. And those Rabbanim, she yoshin bad bevad, yoshin ma-teir. That was a learned Torah, bad bevad. What do you mean bad bevad? So some learn isolated. What do you mean isolated? So some learn shad, they learn without a chavrus. So terrible to learn without a chavrus. And then the Gemara says, V'lo yod ala shem itapshim, they become foolish, and says, no'alim. Terrible, terrible square. Triple. Terrible, absolutely awful. They learned that. Oh, not Harusa, the world comes to an end. And the Tabak, they learned, I think in many generations, they learned without a Harusa. What does it mean? Because Rav Eitrich said, and then when he went back, he also thinks that it means that they learned without a Harusa. Because he, the Rav never learned without a Harusa. I couldn't believe it. That's what we know, the same thing. But there were many people out of all generations that did learn without a Harusa. He said, it doesn't mean like that. It means that they want to hoard all of the knowledge for themselves. They don't feel the necessity to transmit it to anybody else, to their children, to students, to the contemporaries, to anybody else. They feel that it's only important that they should work on themselves. That's what they think in Yiddish and Yiddish. That's what the Chavos Chaim says. So that's what the Torah says. He died for the man Shei Tzad and born in Shei Zachro. He holds some chino, giving it over to other people. That's exactly why we have no records. We have nothing. There's no matter from the Yiddish and Yiddish. Nothing is left. And from the Torah of Rama Vida, everything is left.
But you did it until before being married.
Oh, they did. Whoever came.
But the people didn't get it.
They didn't start with it. They didn't have to tell you.